Speed jokes.
Speed jokes.
Sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Hey, this is John Williams. I'm not in the studio today. You remember this one? Tibetan monk sees Jesus in a tub of margarine, raises his eyebrows to the heavens, and says, "I can't believe it's not Buddha." That got Bertrand to laugh?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Hey, John, I love the segment of jokes. I hope it never stops. I mean, I hope the virus ends, but I sure hope you keep the jokes running. Here's mine. An epidemiologist, an ICU nurse, and an ER doctor walk into a bar. Just kidding. They know better. They're not going into a bar. I'm not going to say it's bad here on Earth this year, but NASA's reporting that aliens flying by our planet are locking their doors.
And wearing masks.
Yeah, that's right. They got their masks on. You look into that little spaceship whizzing by, and they're like, "No, we're not getting out.
Don't stop at the stop sign.
We're not getting out." Penguin walks into a bar, asks the bartender, "Has my father been here today?" The bartender says, "I don't know. What's he look like?" I love that joke.
That's good.
Why can't dinosaurs clap their hands? Why can't dinosaurs clap their hands? Because they're dead. That's why, you guys. Come on. Come on. The clerk at the clothing store said to the psychic, "Try this shirt on." And the psychic goes, "Well, it's too small." And the clerk said, "You didn't even try it on." And the psychic said, "Trust me, I'm a medium." Boy, these pauses are really starting to worry me. No, I'll be honest with
you.
That
was good. That was good.
Speed jokes!
Send your best speed jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. We need new ones. And remember, you can always find them at WGNRadio.com/speed jokes.
Thank you very much, John. Now, he told me before I filled in last time that it was okay to do a few of my own, Dave.
Oh, okay.
I didn't ask him this time because I was afraid the answer would be no.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it. I got some more speed jokes for you. Okay. All right, Dave. I just got thrown out of my local park for arranging the squirrels by height. That was just the setup, Dave, but I appreciate the laugh.
No, I've just anticipated.
Okay. Got thrown out of my local park for arranging the squirrels by height. They didn't like my critter sizing.
Good.
Yeah, all right. Where do you take someone injured in a peekaboo incident?
Where?
To the ICU. I like that one. Elif does, too. I should have known the cemetery sale was a scam. I mean, it was a dead giveaway.
It's good.
Yeah, thank you. eBay. Let me tell you, what's the deal with eBay? A little Jerry Seinfeld for you. eBay is so useless.
How useless is it?
Yeah, there we go. We got a rhythm going now. eBay is so useless, I tried looking up lighters, and all they had were 13,000 matches. Elif, you got it?
eBay humor.
I don't explain it, right? That's the rule here.
Okay, you cannot explain it.
All right. Why shouldn't you kiss anyone on January 1st?
Why?
It's only the first date. All right, my boss says, I find it highly suspicious that you are only sick on weekdays. Well, I said it must be my weekend immune system. That took a second, but Dave's there.
Got it.
All right, here comes my last one. The best safe word to use, so a couple is, you know, experimenting in the bedroom, and they have a safe word, and they say the best safe word is meatloaf, because it means I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
And I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Really wanted to get a song in here like John does.
No, I won't do that. I would do that.